This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, January 29th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Storms make farm aid more likely. Reaction to Trump's E-15 support. And shutdown possible over DHS funding. Bozeman. Storms make supplemental bill and farm aid more likely. Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas says storms and wildfires across the country make it more likely Congress will consider a supplemental spending bill this year. That's important for the ag sector because the supplemental bill could be a vehicle for providing more aid to producers. I think that's a good chance that we're going to have a supplemental, Bozeman told AgriPulse yesterday. We've got all the storm damage going on now, the fire damage in California, so I think there's a fair chance we'll get something together. Farm groups continue to press Congress for $15 billion in additional farm aid, including $5 billion for specialty crop growers. Last week after it was left out of the government spending package. So what's next? Bozeman said he couldn't provide a timeline because the package is still, quote, at the talking stage. E-15 hopes renewed. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska says President Donald Trump's pledge to keep supporting the ethanol industry's fight for year-round E-15 is deeply encouraging. Fischer, a longtime sponsor of legislation to authorize year-round sales of E-15, she was referring to the president's remarks in Iowa Tuesday. No mandate, just certainty for our farmers and the fulfillment of a promise to establish true American energy dominance, she said. Trump told Iowans he's confident that House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune will, quote, soon advance a legislative plan for E-15. Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska said he was very unhappy E-15 was left out of the spending package last week and that lawmakers are focused on finding a new vehicle to get the ethanol legislation passed. This is really important for our farmers, he told AgriPulse yesterday. Shutdown, showdown. The Senate is set to start voting on a package of funding measures needed to keep the full government running after January 30th. But Democrats say the U.S. Homeland Security Department needs to be reined in after the shooting death of Alex Pretty in Minneapolis by federal immigration agents. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York says his party is ready to vote for 5 of the 6 bills and set the DHS measure aside. Time is short. We shouldn't waste time on failed votes right now or else the government will shut down, Schumer said on the Senate floor yesterday. John Thune, Majority Leader, told reporters the White House officials and Democrats need to work out a resolution on DHS. Thune also noted that ICE is already funded for the current year, but holding up the Homeland Security budget bill would impact FEMA funding when much of the country is dealing with weather-related disruptions. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, a member of the Appropriations Committee, said he supports removing DHS from the funding package, as does Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EU and India reach trade deal. European Union and India have signed a free trade agreement that lowers tariffs on some EU ag and food products. India is getting rid of its 45% tariff on European olive oil, along with the duties on sheep meat, confectionery products, breads, pastry, pasta, chocolates, and pet food. Duties on alcoholic beverages are being reduced, and EU fruit exporters are getting sizable tariff rate quotas, according to an EU release. The EU is making no trade concessions on imports of sugar and ethanol, rice and soft wheat, beef and poultry, milk powder, bananas and honey. The EU is also maintaining its existing food safety standards. Farmers for Free Trade announced USMCA Roundtable Series. Farmers for Free Trade launching what it calls a national USMCA Roundtable Series for farmers, trade experts, and lawyers ahead of the trade agreement's 2026 review. Farmers for Free Trade says in a news release that the roundtable will let farmers speak directly with elected representatives about how the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement affects their operations. USMCA is the foundation of American agriculture trade, supporting farmers in every corner of the country. Farmers for Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel said in the release, Mexico and Canada are our top two agricultural export markets, accounting for over $58 billion in annual exports. The first three events kick off in February and March in San Antonio, Texas, Wisconsin, La Crosse-Eau Claire region, and southeastern Iowa's Quad Cities area. Additional locations will be announced throughout the spring and summer. Now take note. In 2024, Mexico was the top destination for U.S. agriculture exports at $30.3 billion. Canada ranked second, $28.4 billion. The two nations account for approximately one-third of all U.S. agriculture exports. Nestle announces global collaborations on regenerative agriculture. Nestle is partnering with the Nature Conservancy and Goodwall, the social networking app designed for Gen Z, to advance regenerative agriculture and attract young farmers. Nestle says in a news release that the collaboration builds on its agriculture framework developed with TNC to help farmers improve yield while protecting nature. Regenerative agriculture is essential to long-term resilience of our business and the global food system, said Nestle COO Stephanie Hart. Nestle says through Goodwall's platform, young people will access game-based learning about regenerative farming and connect with their peers to build more resilient food systems and secure the future of food. TNC CEO Jennifer Morris emphasized scaling, quote, science-based solutions that restore ecosystems, protect biodiversity, and strengthen farmer livelihoods. EDF report targets five areas for climate-smart investment. Five agricultural technology areas offer a huge opportunity for the private sector to advance climate-smart farming, so says a new report from the Environmental Defense Fund. Those areas are, according to EDF's Innovations report, nutrient solutions that cut emissions and improve crop efficiency, smart sensing tools that use AI and precision analytics to optimize inputs, data platforms that help scale innovation conservation practices, biotech advancements that strengthen crop resilience, and automation and machinery that reduce costs and emissions. Products in some of these areas are ready for sale, but others are in the beginning stage. The report notes, for example, that many sensing solutions are ready for the market, quote, particularly in high-value crops and large-scale commodity systems where return on investment from input optimization can be realized quickly. But the report also says adoption can be, quote, limited by equipment costs, connectivity challenges in rural areas, and the need for technical expertise to interpret and act on data. Here's today's final word. I would not pick a fight going into USMCA to score some cheap political points. Either you are working for your own political career or you're working for the Canadian people. That Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent in an interview with CNBC yesterday Besson was asked whether Canada would face, quote, consequences in negotiations over the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement because of Prime Minister Mark Carney's remarks at Davos, critical of President Trump. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, January 29th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.